Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We've got a special broadcast today of the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. One of the things that I wanted to do is, as I fix my headset here, Benny, just give me a hot second, right? Why is that? One of the things, a little trick of the trade, just so you know what I just did, if you're watching on Facebook, all of you either podcasters or future to be podcasters, unless you have fancy dancy equipment in front of you, what I did was move this earpiece off of my ear. Why did I do that? Have you ever done a podcast and been on with a microphone and you can't hear yourself talk, right? About a $400 piece of equipment? No, just move the earpiece. That's it. That's all you need to do. Welcome, everybody. We're going to... Oh, there she is.
Well, why didn't we know this before?
Oh, my gosh. I know. Okay, look, is your kitty visiting us? I didn't even introduce us. Are they in the room again? I love it. Here we go. Fly like an eagle.
Stomach.
pick the kitty up. We're not going to get the show done. Fly like an eagle. Special guest, Colette Marie Steffen. Now, I asked Linda, I said, you've got to bring Colette on today. And we've got to talk about things because Colette and I have known each other since like right before The Truth Is Funny got born. But then it got born. Then Tales from the Vector got born. Then we all gonna learn how to dance with Colette. So we doing that too. Then we decided, let's take it our lives to a new light. Let's just color that. And then we start to look at Tales from the Vector and the beautiful paintings. And in the end, all of it means there is a message that we, each of us, you too, if you're listening, don't say, no, that's just them. No, that we are being called to bring out in the world. And I want to tell you, I needed to get her on before the 20th. Why? 20th, new moon, really interesting new moon coming up, July 20th. Now, is it just a new moon for certain signs? No, it's really a new moon. There's something interesting going on. I know you all have felt this. I know you have felt a shift. You felt a shift in energy. But, you know, what is it about our lives that when we look at them, right, when we think about fly like an eagle, do some people get a really warm little feeling inside, but then they go immediately to despair and desperation because I'm not an eagle. I cannot fly like an eagle. And that is not the truth because the truth is way funnier than that. Colette Marie Steffen, amazing speaker, author, artist, phenomenal sense of humor. We'll try to keep it clean on this AM FM show today.
It's always clean.
Oh, my gosh.
Allowed to make shift happen. So
yeah, we have to make shift happen. But what is it about the message? What is it about the messenger? And what are each of us being called to do?
Well, first and foremost, I want to say thank you so much to for having me on your show. It's always like and your timing is always like amazing as usual. I'm just shifting myself so much right now because I'm a Sagittarius and I'm also just survived my second Saturn return. And
so what does that mean? You're like 100?
I'm 190.
Oh my gosh. I forgot about Saturn.
When you're born, Saturn, it takes 28 and a half, 29 years to come back around. So
yeah,
you may notice that if you look back at when you were 28 or 29, you may notice that you might be, if you're now like 58 or 87, you may be revisiting your second or third Saturn return. And so if you didn't accomplish kind of what you needed to kind of get when you were 29, you might revisit it at 58. And then if you're so fortunate as to be on the planet for till you're 87, like Leroy Maloof, he's in his third Saturn return. So this is really interesting, like the energy around this, because Saturn is the Roto-Rooter of the universe. Are we frozen, Pat, or is it just you who's frozen in time here?
Yeah, Pat might be a little frozen there, but you can continue on there, Colette.
Okay,
you're doing just fine.
I can't tell if she's so excited about what I said.
She probably is.
Don't worry about it. I mean, this happens every time.
She's back.
Every time Colette and I do a show,
well,
the vibration.
I do want to take a moment to explain why that is, and that it absolutely is not your staff.
Well, let me tell you what I did. Let me tell you what I did before you do it. One of the things I've learned with you is I have two different types of internet. I have your regular cable and Wi-Fi from Comcast or Xfinity, which is not fiber. Then I have my fiber cable, and I always shift to my fiber, my glass cable with you.
That's what I have.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you on my last show on just last Wednesday, I had Caleb Matthews on.
Oh,
and
yeah.
At the same time, and the energy always runs high when he's on the show, because him and I have a way of connecting, like we understand and it's sort of the same, you know, when you connect in that way. And I also had a client that contacted me right in the middle of the show, which is when I felt like this big zap. And it was like, she's young, and she had gone in to be tested for COVID and ended up, they're testing her for lymphoma. And, they were draining, putting a tube into her heart to drain fluid from her heart while we were on the air. So I felt that Caleb did an amazing job, because that was like, I just felt this fry of energy and it zapped my ear, and I knew, oh, gonna have to order another piece of equipment. So that, the reason for that is because we really are electromagnetic beings, and when people get together, we're vibrating, you know, and we get together and the energy builds, and it's really high right now. And as far as you and I, like, you and I've known each other for a good 8 years.
Good. Yeah,
I do say a good 8 years, because I really, really feel very, very blessed to have you in my life and to have your team, especially at this time. Yeah. There's been many times where I felt blessed. Having said that, right now it is very challenging at times to navigate through the technology for someone. And I'm using like just my laptop right now, because that's the only thing that's going to work today. But the thing is, I was really, for 15 years, I've been interested in this work. And for 15 years, I've dedicated myself to doing my best to understand, how is it possible that we're all connected? And if we are all one, then how is it possible that we can all use our individual power and to benefit ourselves and to everybody else around us? And that's what the question you're asking. And interestingly enough, yesterday I was really, really happy. I had some time to catch a piece of the harmonic convergence, which is what Nassim Haramein is was speaking. And it was like about 2012 that I was part of the emissary program back then. And it brought up what he was saying, brought up for me exactly what, like, I've been going through, I've been getting these big downloads and all this information. What he was basically saying is on some level, we all fundamentally are operating and able to operate at this level. And some of us might have more of a psychic nature than others, but we are all capable of tuning into the collective. And as a matter of fact, we do not have the option of not tuning into it, because we are part of a galactic energy, and we can like it, dislike it, deny it, whatever. And so it was really interesting while he was speaking, I thought, what a gracious person. He's in the middle of writing like one of his most significant papers that he's been, you know, working on for years and years, and takes the time out to explain it to us at this time. And what I found very, very, I know this is, sounds kind of funny, but I found
it. Of course it is. The truth is funny.
I found it kind of comforting that they were lining up. Like what he's talking about is taking like in quantum physics, one of the smallest measures, and taking it even smaller, and then having everything line up mathematically. And it's incredible. And yet at the same time, his team were all struggling to figure out who was the co-host and who was the host on Zoom. And I was like, oh, God, thank God. You know, because we can all have all this information and we can be like really wanting to step out and do it. But we have to also understand that right now, things are not like the same as they were. Well, and
let's talk about this a minute. Let me tell you how. Let's just stay with this a minute, because this is all about the eagle. It's about the chicken. It's about the ant. Oh, my God. Don't let me get going about the ants right now. But I had this internet thing just happen now. Now, I know better than to have you on, to have TTR on, all fiber, all glass, right? Fiber cable, and not to switch my fiber over. Right. Even though my fiber, fiber cable is slower, I know better than to mix metal, right, cable. And so you're talking, the thing goes out, and you're still talking, and you're talking about this, right? And this amazing person that took time. And the next thing I know, I have all my stuff plugged into a big TV because I don't like to look at the small screen, because they're trying to train me now after 16 years. They're trying to train me. You're on video now. You can't be like looking that way or this way. Maybe put the big thing on up there. And
I take comfort, Pat, in the fact that if you look at video from way back,
oh my God,
it's been worse then than it is now. So I take comfort in recognizing that what we're doing here is one of the most challenging things for most people, is presenting themselves.
Yep.
And speaking in public. Yep. And speaking up. And this is what we're talking about. Like eagles.
Yep.
Fly very high. And so when we're talking about energy work, the way I kind of think of it is like vibration. And it's like tuning into different radio stations, really. And it's not that one's right or wrong. It's just that at some moment, one is more appropriate for a person than another. So, you know, what a person can have the same disease in their body, and it could be a very serious diagnosis. And some people will react this way with this treatment, and some people will react that way, because if you take the non-physical issues why people get sick in their body in the first place, a lot of the reasons for that are emotional and psychological in that. And right now, as a whole, the planet is going under like the 2x4 treatment for sure, you know? And there's a lot of people that, like, because I get to speak to people from around the world.
Yes, you do.
You know, there's a lot of people in different phases of this journey right now, in different parts of the world. And there's some people that are feeling like things are sort of going back to normal. And I say, whatever that normal is, you can't go back, because it's not like we're taught. And this is something, see, when I went out to-
Can we talk for a minute? Let's just stay with that thought for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to help with this for me. We got to help people today. Okay. Because I can experience the four horsemen on any given day. Tara, mm-hmm. I can experience the four horsemen on any given day at any given moment. Like, mm-hmm. okay. Right. But we have lost something.
Yes.
We have lost a way of life. That doesn't mean that when we move forward, life won't be better.
I agree.
Right?
Very,
it's a hard message, though.
It's hard. It's very, very challenging, but this is important. We are surviving this. We certainly can survive better. Wouldn't you say?
And so I mean, you're talking to somebody that survived stage 4 chronic Lyme disease for a 10-year journey. So I don't know what the impact would be if this is something that I really contracted for whatever reason. But I'm smart enough to know, like when they asked me to come speak down on Capitol Hill, I was smart enough to say, I respectfully have to decline. Not because I don't want to come down and talk about, you know, on gay pride. It's because there aren't enough masks in the world, right? But that's just my personal choice.
I feel that it's very important that the individual person, I feel that if you just take this from a different perspective, and we just don't mm-hmm. judge this right now. Okay, and it's challenging. I understand it's very challenging. There's some people in major crises, and I hear from some of those, and then I hear from people who have kind of gone through, they're in what they would call stage 3 or stage 4 now of moving out of this, right?
Yeah.
And so the way I look at it is I feel that this is a wonderful opportunity for people who have been under a great deal of stress and living life as they're told to live it, and just, you know, waking up in the morning and going to work and driving to work and then going home and kind of being put on automatic, to all of a sudden have the rug pulled out from underneath is very challenging. And at the same time, it's very liberating.
Right.
Because it allows people to go inward and ask, like, how am I feeling about this? How is this affecting me? And it's affecting all of us in our own ways. And there's a lot of fear out there. And then there's a lot of joy and a lot of amazing things happening right now, and people getting together. And see, I'm a very, for myself, I haven't had this much time to myself for so long. And I'm like you, I'm on project 23 in my yard. I'm working on my online program. I'm taking a face yoga course, which with Fumiko, and I don't want to say her last name because I'll say it wrong, but mm-hmm. I find her to be an amazing mentor, and it's integrating my psychosomatic work with my energy work.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was watching yesterday, Nassim speaking, and I put like, oh yeah, I meant like the understanding. You don't need to understand energy work to have energy work work.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that. I am so glad that you said that. Because yeah. I want to just say, we're taking your calls. We're going to help move some energy for all of you. I'm going to talk about Eagle Medicine. Colette's going to do her amazing, amazing shifting work. And that's shifting, Benny, so you don't have to bleep that out. But I want to give you the phone number. number, 1-800-930-2819. This show today is to talk about Eagle. It's to talk about a number of different things, but it's to talk about what Miss Collette just said. 1-800-930-2819. Do you want to move something? What you just said.
Let's take this time and really use this time to benefit ourselves and others. And when we're operating at a high level ourselves, then we are able to operate at a high level for others.
So when I had my little crash this morning, just say it, didn't touch the TV, didn't touch, I just got the internet on the fiber, which is not the same as the TV. The TV comes on like by itself. And on the TV, I'm not kidding, I'm going to tell you exactly who popped up, because I thought, wow, what is happening? Joyce Meyer. Joyce Meyer is a Christian. Many people call her transformative. I mean, I am a person that has studied a lot of religion. So, you know, people are going to email me after this and say, we didn't know you were a Christian. Well, I'm a lot of things, right? Don't forget, I grew up Catholic. But she pops on. And I'm looking and I'm saying, like, where's my remote? Did I touch, did Collette do that? And what do you think she was talking about, right? Because I tried to, like, turn the sound down, but then I realized there was no sound. She was talking about, are you ready? In Philippians 4:11, that's all I saw. And I looked it up, how to be content. That's what this message is. And it goes on to talk.
I totally feel.
Oh my God, what happened there?
Well, because what I'm finding for myself and for a lot of people is it's causing people to question fundamentally who they are. And a lot of people were doing that anyway, if they do
it, doing it,
et cetera.
I'm
having
doing it.
Said that, what's happening right now is we've been given an opportunity to reconnect with our family. I work with a lot of younger families with children, et cetera. And a lot of these children are just thriving right now. A lot of, there's a lot of really good stuff happening. I have a client in England and her dad was in Italy and no one could, they felt he was dying and no one was allowed to go see him. And she was, you know, we worked energetically on him and he's back at home with his wife now. And so, see, I don't have doubts that other people have that energy work works. I see it work all the time. That for me, I wanted to know how. And then I found out it doesn't really matter, but it's fascinating. And then, you know, when to go study with a bunch of quantum physicists and they're so intelligent, and then to realize I'm just as intelligent in a different way. And that, I paint things, so I see things finished. And neutrality, I've been painting Tales from the Vector, my deck, for 13 years now, and I'm on my last painting, which is neutrality. But neutrality is a little bit challenging to paint right now. And that's what people don't understand. That's why sometimes it can take me months and up to a year generally to do one painting. Because look what is all happening in the world. And if I can get neutral to all this, that's going to be one hell of a painting.
So, oh my God, neutrality wanted to give me a message to give to you. Oh my gosh, I can't believe this today. 1-800-930-2819. We're taking your calls. We're going to help you today, mostly Collette, because that's what she does so beautifully in her work and on her show. But when you said that about neutrality, one of the things I was struck by is when the TV came on and there's Joyce, she was wearing red. And I'm looking like, and so here's what the message was today. It goes on to talk about, and it says that be content no matter what are circumstances. I swear, you can't make this up, Collette. You cannot. Joyce Meyer, I don't know how she got on my TV. No matter what our circumstances are.
I've had lots of people, by the way, tell me that their TV will randomly come on, or that I'll be visiting them in a dream. And then, or I will tell, and a lot of people, I had a client this morning, and she said, I bought your book 4 years ago and I use it all the time. I just open it up and it energetically shifts me. And that was the intention of my book. So,
yeah.
You know, but like,
your book also does this, because when I read your book, and I read your book because I have to pull it out on a regular basis, this is what this has come to mean. And I want to talk about this when we come back with you. What this means in the amplified version of the scripture, it means that you are content, satisfied to the point where you're not disturbed or disquieted. You know, and it goes on to say the satisfaction comes from spirit, whatever you want to call it. God will bring the change. Spirit, Allah, Ba'a'u'llah, whatever that is for you. Goddess.
I have faith. I have faith in myself that I will make strong choices. And because, like you, I was raised Roman Catholic. And Christ,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Christ is my go. Oh, yeah, by very strict French Roman Catholics. And so Christ was always my go-to guy when I was little, and has been like that's who I and in actually in ceremony, Christ came through in a very powerful way. And I asked Christ all the questions I wanted to ask Christ. And that's a portal of energy.
This thing in particular, Colette, and I want to go to break and I want you to think about it. This particular scripture, right, crosses boundaries of Christianity and New Thought. And it goes on to say that you have no anxiety about anything at all, right? You know, through prayer, ritual, thanksgiving, and you have to let spirit know what you want. And here's the thing, that peace passes through us, through our hearts, not out here, but it comes through us. How can you today, how can we help people remember, just like Eagle, how to bring that energy through us again? Do you see what I'm saying?
I stay,
can you talk about that?
By flying at a high vibration.
All right, let's take a short break. When we come back, I would love for you to help us all with that.
Mm-hmm.
Colette Marie Stephan, Eagle in the traditions means spirit. Mm-hmm. Are you all ready to tap into the limitless, some people like to say unlimited, limitless energy to carve out, shape your life today? 1-800-930-2819. We're going to put you right on a phone, right on a call. Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio. Type in your question. Colette is on it. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life?
Yes!
Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Stephan brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
So, Benny, can you see me like with my long hair? Should I send you a picture of me with my long hair, like when that vibe was going on right there, Benny?
So basically, we would swap your face and put on Colette's face, and then when we get the real true, that's what the hair would look like? Okay, right.
That would be it. But I got to tell I never had
as
much
heat. You never, ever let me down.
No. Right?
Oh, my God. We've got a bunch of callers calling in today.
We're going to talk about eagle and chicken.
Wait, before we do that, I got to let people know who you are, how they can work with you, how they can listen to your show. Can we do that?
Yes. See, that's a problem with being a host of a radio show for 8 years.
I know. And Linda, please, Linda, don't send me a text message that says train wreck. Let's not do that. But look, there's one thing I don't claim to be. I don't claim to be professionally trained. This is from the heart. That's why I love all our listeners. Okay. Send people to how they find out about your art, how they find out about your show, and how they work with you.
What I do is I identify and I eliminate hidden energetic blocks that prohibit people from accessing authentic desires in every aspect of their lives. And I've been doing this for 15 years in many different ways. And I've been very blessed to have amazing mentors, one of them being you. And I have been gathering information about how to shift energy, how to understand it maybe a little bit better, even though you don't need to understand it to do it, because we're all doing it anyway. It really helps a lot of people feel better if they feel like they understand it a little bit better. So I've dedicated a lot of time to doing that. Tales from the Vector, I started 13 years ago. It's a series of 64 paintings that are big dragon paintings. And then
love them.
This one is one of the smaller ones. It's one.
Yeah, bring that up closer. Let's bring.
I apologize, but I didn't get my new setup yet from Amazon. So this is, and it was so funny because yesterday when the Sim was talking on the.
Oh my God! What's that called?
This is jealousy. This is the karmic space of jealousy.
Of course it is.
He was talking about Russian dolls. And I saw this in ayahuasca ceremony, and those dolls wouldn't quit dancing. And then yesterday when he was talking about that, I was like, oh, that's where the dolls came from. Pieces going into pieces in perfect order. And so the thing about when you get higher up in your vibration and you soar like an eagle, eagles make the choice to soar. That's their nature. And when they fly, a female eagle actually will drop a stick for the male eagle when she's getting ready to find a mate. And sometimes this will go on for years. She drops a stick and he better catch it. And if he doesn't catch it, then the next one gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And if he drops that stick, even after she's put 3 years into the NTM, she's like, you dropped the stick. I don't care if it was windy or whatever, And this is how she chooses her mate. And the reason for that is when she pushes the babies off the ledge, if they can't fly, he better be able to go catch them. And I feel very strongly that people that have been consciously working towards having a stronger vibration, energetically tuning in, have a moral, ethical obligation to empower everyone and everything around us,
yeah,
to raise to that, and also to lower the fear right now. Because if we take the judgment out of what's going on right now, there are some beautiful, beautiful things happening. People are learning important lessons. If you remember when you're a small child, sometimes the most challenging lessons were the ones that you remember the best, most significant.
Yeah. And, you know, part of what you're talking about, I'm going to be doing a separate series on all of this. You're going to hear about it, because something's happening and we have two callers and you're going to hear what they're talking about too. Let's bring them on.
Yeah.
But there's something shifting. And, you know, the message that I got, and I'm so glad you talked about Eagle, the message that I got in, I can't call it a meditation because that doesn't really happen, but the vision I got two hits today. One of them is about the painting and the name of the painting, but I can talk to you offline. But the other one was all of the hard work that everybody has done, all of you, whether it is taking better care of yourself, whether it's working hard on your child to help them, maybe they're autistic, all of that, struggles from your early, early life. Maybe you were a child and you lost your mom or your dad, all of that work. This new moon says, don't give up yet.
No,
it might get a little bit tougher, but it's coming. Benny, let's hit the phones.
Don't give up. Don't give up. We don't have the option anyway.
Yeah, don't play Sinead O'Connor. Nothing compares to you just yet. Okay, Benny, who do we have?
Benny. It'll be Pat from New Haven. Pat from New Haven. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. Hello. I apologize. I'm coming in late. This sounds very powerful. It sounds like I could get some help, but I'm really not sure what this is about. I could use some help.
Okay. Yes, that's what it's about.
But can you guide me? Because I came in late. I apologize.
That's okay. That's okay.
What is bothering you?
Oh, my God. I am circling the drain.
That's bothering you the most.
Lack of inner peace since age 6, and I am still from day to day to day struggling to try to calm that down and put peace in my heart. And I wake up with it, I battle it all day long till like 4 in the afternoon, and then I'm so happy that it's gone. I feed myself and my dog, and I relax and put myself in front of the TV to reward myself, and I fall asleep. I am wasting my life away.
Okay, take a deep breath. Okay. I like to get a baseline from people on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being, you know, press the panic button, my hair is on fire. 0 being, I'm totally neutral to this. I know this is just a phase I'm going through and this too shall pass. Where are you?
Really hard to hear you, I'm sorry. I think, I know what you said. I'm sort of like an 8.
Okay, so the reason I like to get a baseline is when we acknowledge where we're at, then we have the ability to make stronger choices. We can accept where we're at. We can accept the fact that this is what we're doing at this time. So procrastination is quite often, it's a lot of psychic energy coming in, which is not surprising at this time.
Right.
There's the different people that I'm talking to. Some people, and I went through this, I feel like we're going through the stages of grief, because as Pat said, we fundamentally have lost a way of living, and more importantly than that, many people are losing their innocence right now, and they are feeling very lost, and they don't know what to do, and they want some control. So we're just going to strengthen everybody. Like the hard drive of your computer is your central nervous system. We're just going to tune into that, put some energy into your spine. And if you put your tongue on the roof of your mouth, like right there,
okay,
it grounds you. It puts you here and it stops you from saying something to someone else that maybe would not be kind right now. It is so important right now. I feel that what we're being tested on right now is how kind can we be? If there, Ma, who was the inspiration behind this painting, because this is the karmic space of jealousy. Mm-hmm. And the karmic space, the thing about jealousy is we can be jealous of ourselves from before this happened.
Yeah.
And jealous of our lives. And right now I'm getting that this caller, Pat, that you right now are at a higher level than you've ever been at in your entire life.
Yeah. Do you want to hear something, Colette? I shuffled the deck of cards.
Uh-huh.
I shuffled the medicine cards because I knew we were going to talk about medicine, yeah. Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
What? I shuffled it. Mm-hmm. I shuffled it. I cut the deck. I just pulled a card for Pat. What do you think the card was out of the middle of the deck?
An eagle.
Eagle, number one card.
Because and, she is coming in and she is telling us, because this is what I do when I go, when I speak now, it's not as often. So I'm just strengthening for the people that do call in, for them to be the one that is going to shift the most for everybody listening now or later. That's how the higher self network works. And so if we can get her from an eight down and get her more neutral to this, because a lot of what you're saying, Pat, is that you feel like you're wasting your life. And what people need to understand is that every single breath of life is precious. And you'll find that out when people pass that you care about, or when, you know, or if you've ever had an experience where you've almost passed or crossed over, people find that life is precious. And so we can be really upset with the way it's going and everything. And at the same time, we just want to get really strong to recognizing that your life is not over. You are here right now. And you can, if you want to have a strong future, you need to engage in it now.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah. And now, yeah. Like Pat said, now is not a time to quit. Eagles don't quit.
They don't.
They won't quit. They're not built to quit. Now, I would just like to get in touch with Pat here and just ask, what number are you at? Has it changed?
Well, I feel kind of worse because, you know, I mean, I understand all that you're saying. And yes, life is precious and it passes by so quickly and people have left. And all I do is sit in anxiety.
Right.
Okay, so you have reverse perception. Reverse perception is when you cannot see what's in front of you because you're looking at the past constantly. And so there is no past. There is no future. there is, but it's all in this moment now. So in this moment now, you could choose. You could choose to raise your vibration and to choose to not waste your time anymore and perhaps find someone that would really benefit from your special set of skills. And we all have special sets of skills. And when we apply ourselves in a neutral way and we take consistent steps of strong action, it's surprising. It's so surprising what people can do when they are in that space. And I have total confidence in you that, you know, I agree with Pat. There's a lot of astrological influences right now that are in retrograde. A lot of planets going, like they look like they're going backwards. They're not really, but it gives us this feeling like nothing's moving. We're all stuck. And so we're just gonna strengthen you to all of that going on around you. And thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah. And Pat, I want to say one last thing to you, Pat. I totally know what that feels like, what you're talking about. And I learned something a number of years ago that helped me. I don't know what your spiritual beliefs are, but it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, this is what I learned to say I learned to say, God, Goddess, Spirit, let's just call it Spirit. Spirit, please heal my fear-based thoughts. Please heal my fear-based thoughts. Please heal my fear-based thoughts. Thank you, thank you. If you are in that space for 17 seconds, you'll start to see relief, because Colette just cleared a whole bunch of things for
but
you.
But in my training, it has to be in 1 second. And
yes,
so I'm beating her
I was
up.
Cutting her a break on that.
Well, come on. Under 3 seconds for a beginner.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Fundamentally, this is very important, because if a person is energetically shifting, you need to feel. You need to come from your heart. And if you're thinking, like in 3 seconds, your mind's going to come in and say, come on, this is ridiculous. You can't.
Yeah. It's going to say, yeah, you really do want that half gallon of ice cream. Benny, let's go to the next caller. I think we have time.
Yeah, Charlene from Canada.
Hi, Charlene. How can we help you today?
Hello, Pat. Hello, Colette.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm still keeping my vibration high. I'm fighting shingles right now and healing from cancer surgery. I just was wondering... I do feel that there are a few blockages right now. I don't know it. Like, I think it's more emotional density than anything. I was wondering how you could work with me with that.
Okay, so what I like to do again is, like, right now, is this a problem right now for you that you feel? Is it physically bothering you, or is this something that?
It's more fatigue than anything.
Okay. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like, I'm absolutely exhausted, and 0 being, hey, I got enough energy to do whatever I need to do, and that will sustain me. Where are you?
I'd say 5.
5? Okay. So that's...
Yeah.
Use the number 5, even in the tarot deck, the 5 is like caught in the middle kind of energy. So I'm just I'm just doing a lot of energetic shifts right now in the background. But like automatically when people say that they have been undergoing a treatment of a specific disease, I have specific protocols that I wrote. So I'm very familiar with them in my book, and that I've used over and over and over again. And so what I'm strengthening is for you, this experience that you're having, it's kind of like uncontrollable energies, energies that you can't control. So we're going to strengthen you to this,
what's
going on in your body. And what's coming up is having very strong communication between all parts of the body and through the central nervous system and the peripheral nervous system. And then there's like kind of like a laser thing that I like to do, where any irregular cells in the body are going to just be zapped. And some people like to picture this as, you know, if you think about irregular cancer cells as irregular cells that just want to be really, really important, and they kind of take over. The problem is they'll move in and they pee and poo all over the place, and they mess up the cleanliness of the home. So it's really important to spin all that out. And that's kind of like what I'm on an emotional level for you, on a psychological level, et cetera. So you don't need to understand what I'm saying, but those are the energetic shifts that I got for you right now. Like, it's coming up your cerebral spinal fluid and information. So we're just going to strengthen you to all of the emotional aspects behind that. Many, many, many people right now are experiencing fatigue. So fatigue, everybody's saying fatigue, 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 fatigue.
Yep.
And that's because it's very exhausting to live an everyday life right now, let alone to live under the circumstances of the added burden of your fear of your health. So when we start adding fear of health to a situation where there already was fear for health, we just want to take all those accumulations. And I'm just like seeing them like a bunch of get away from here. like you know, like little dandelions that just don't, we don't want to see. And so just strengthening that on a spiritual level, on a soul level, like authentic self triad, that you are strong, centered, stable, and balanced in this, and that you, your body knows how to go back to homeostasis here.
I am cancer free. Mm-hmm. I am.
Yeah,
but so like, that is very much good news. So it's just the shingles that I have to endure, and I know this too shall pass, like you said.
No, it's not that you have to endure them so much. Mm-hmm. Is that you get the kind of the reason, and we're just going to strengthen for that to go. And what's coming up is viruses. Okay. So a lot of people have viruses on their mind. We're just going to strengthen you to that. All kinds of viruses, computer and otherwise, health-wise, whatever, for everyone. Just really, if people really understood how absolutely amazing they really are, they wouldn't be so afraid to look at themselves and see who they are. And so just really take this time yourself to really look at what's going on in your life and allow yourself to feel it and then to clear it, just like pressing delete and let it go. And I want to thank you, because for so many people out there that are going through so much right now, and to also to care enough to phone in and express for others what's what you're going through is empowering other people to also be brave enough to take that journey. So thank you so much for
thank you so much.
It's really huge what you've done today.
It is. And Colette, thank you so much for calling in, Charlene. Julie also posted on Facebook. And what I think I want to say to Julie is probably get a question on your show this week. But because I'm not sure we have enough time, I just want to tell you what it is.
If you can let me know what it is. Then
It is took 6 weeks off to leave my job. Starting yesterday, I need time to rest, reconsider, and recharge so I can see next chapters. I would love your insight thoughts on energy clearing to see my path with clarity. I also have eagle spirit enemy to energy too.
So, you know, the only way that you're going to really be able to use this time to the most benefit, Stella has her words of advice too, is to really allow yourself what I call reckless abandon, which is WRECK. That's one of my cards. You can look that up at talesfromthevector.com. And honestly, what you can do is just, if you recognize how beautiful you really, really are, and you start to understand that there is nothing that you can't look at and not be like, that can't be cleared energetically at some level. I feel that it's so important for all of us to express how we're feeling right now. And my radio show next week is Karen. And then the one after is tomorrow. Sorry.
Yeah.
And next week I will be doing Tales from the Vector or Nuggets of Wisdom. And I will energetically shift if you want to call in. I also have a new teleconference, Get Your Shift Together. It's just half an hour on Thursdays. You can just send in seven people and I'll correct what's bothering you and divide the 30 minutes up between everybody. I want people to recognize that you have the ability. When I energetically am shifting someone, I'm clearing blocks, and then they are taking the steps of action within themselves, which are perfectly for themselves and unique to themselves.
Yeah.
And all of us have something beautiful and wonderful and amazing to share. And so it is worthwhile to take the time right now to find out what that is if you don't know. And if you don't know, then do the opposite of what you don't like and write that down.
Yeah. And let's just remind everybody, this new moon, so by the time you do that next show, we're at, there'll be a new moon. And that new moon represents not just a new moon, but the end of a cycle. And it's a major end of a cycle. How do people sign up for your...
For my teleconferences, et cetera? Okay, yeah. You can go to thetruthisfunny.com and all of them are on there. I'm on social media, of course. I'm on YouTube. And you can reach me. I do personal consultations. I'm doing that that smaller teleconference for people just because we can take the synergy of the group and we can use that energy to empower people. Now, I work with people that are selling real estate right now. I am working with people who have people in the hospital. I'm working with people who are wanting to figure out how to move forward in their businesses.